Okay, thanks, Mike. This is NEUI. Good evening, everyone. Hope everyone's doing well tonight again. Kind of busy this past week. Not entirely nonstop, but every day there was something going on. Raked up the remainder of the leaves in the front yard. Backyard's pretty clean because we're all fenced in. The front yard, we get some leaves from the, depending if we get a westerly wind or a southerly wind. Got them all raked up, bagged. Trash pickup the leaves out this morning. I also cleaned up the gutters last week also. I had to pick the downspout today. We had a downspout that was the seam let go. It was open, so every time it rained, it would leak past the seam. So I went over to Menards and took advantage of the 11% rebate, got a gutter to cut it to size, put that in today. Our trees and shrubs, I put this, it's kind of like the equivalent of weed and feed, but for trees and shrubs. It's a liquid concentrate, and I mix it all up in a pail and pour it around the base of the shrubs and the trees, so they get a little nourishment for the winter, and it's good for a year, so it activates throughout the year. It gives the trees a little more, makes them greener, makes them healthier. So I did that today also. Last Saturday, my wife and I went to Finland to watch her granddaughter play her basketball game. And I don't know if you can hear that. I got a beeper going off. I got a couple of smoked meatloaf. So I got a couple of loaves I took out a couple hours ago, and the other two meatloaves are ready now. So I'm going to have to send it back to net control so I can take them off the smoker. So I'm going to let you guys go. I'll be back for the 73 round. This is NEUI.
All right, very good, Tom. Appreciate you joining us this evening. Yep, we don't want that to burn. And why is it every time you're on the net, you always make everyone's mouth water with what you're doing with the smoker? All right, this is KD8MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association net on the K8DAC repeater. Continuing it down our list, next we'll go to Rick, KC8VOA, and standby Bob. Rick, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Good evening, Mike, and everybody on the net. Hopefully everybody's having a good day and a good weekend. So it's been busy. I attacked the leaves again today, trying to get some more of that cleaned up. Got cleaned up about what I'm going to get cleaned up for right now. My trees are probably about 10% in the front, if that. And then the neighbor's trees, they still got green leaves on some of the trees in the backyard there. And the maple tree closest to me is probably about 50%, somewhere around there. And then they have another tree that's probably around 75%, haven't fallen yet. And then the third tree is still green, hasn't even changed. So we'll have to wait and see. At least they're on the east side of me, so most of the time I don't get too many except for the one tree, and they're small maple leaves that they tend to plug together up pretty good. So with that, I am one and done. 73, everyone. KC8VOA, back to KD8MMH.
All right, very good, Rick. Appreciate you joining us this evening. I think I'm done with the leaves, too. All the neighbors' trees are done, mostly maples. I still probably just have a few in my yard. I could probably get the blower out one more time, but not a lot. So, anyway, appreciate it. 7-3, you have a good week, and we will see you, maybe hope to see you Thursday night at Ron's Fleshtastic presentation. I'll let Ron talk about that when we get around to him again. All right, next up on our list, we will go to Bob, N8KPR, and standby Mini. Bob, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Well, good evening, Mike, and everyone else on the net. Yeah, I have to agree, Tom, every time, almost every time he's on the net, he's smoking something. And it gets me thinking and gets me hungry. But smoked meatloaf, I wonder how you do that. Maybe he'll fill us soon. I wonder if you cook it first and smoke it, or you just cook it in a smoker. You probably cook it in a smoker, just like everything else you do with pork butts and chicken or turkeys or whatever you're doing. Just cook it in there. But, yeah, sounds good. What did I do today? Yesterday I sucked up leaves. Got them. Got the front yard's pretty much done, the backyard. I'll probably wait a week or two, and then I'll just call it good. You know, get some rain coming. I should knock down the majority of the leaves, and we'll call it good. This morning, the wife and I went out to the fitness center, and she had a class she wanted to take, some kind of workout class she wanted to take, and I says, well, I'll just hop on the treadmills and work on the machines and stuff. So we did that for a couple hours, and then come home, had lunch. Then we went to the two other hearing specialists here in town, and she says we need hearing aids. That my wife says we need hearing aids. I told her, I said, I can hear everything just fine. I just can't hear you. And she says, well, I can't hear you either. And I said, well, that's just selective hearing. We choose not to hear each other. But anyways, my hearing wasn't horrible. He says excellent for working in the shop for that many years, you know, for 38 years. And her hearing was, she couldn't hear basses. I couldn't hear highs. And so we kind of evened out there, but so we ended up getting some hearing aids. I don't really know how often I'll be wearing mine, but we'll see in the long run how that goes. Other than that, not a whole lot else going on around here. So back to net and 8KAPR.
All right, very good, Bob. Appreciate you joining us this evening. Yeah, I'm not sure they do make a hearing aid for that selective hearing that you talked about. I've had people tell me, too, you need hearing aids. You're always saying, huh, and what? And I've been reluctant.
KABAC, repeaters Aginaw.
There's actually apps on the phone that you can use to test your hearing. I got one of those and used the AirPods and whatever, and it was slightly off, but it wasn't enough that it was that bad, I didn't think. So anyway, we shall see. But appreciate you joining us tonight. We'll be back around here shortly. All right, next up on our list, we'll go to Minnie, KD8PAZ, and standby Greg. Minnie, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
KD8MMH, this is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to everyone on the net there. We've got a good net here tonight, a good bunch of people in here. Anyway, went to Fort Wayne on Saturday. My daughter Jennifer and my granddaughter Emily took me to Fort Wayne, and we had a real good time. Didn't buy too much. I bought a couple of cans of air. I'm going to try and clean out my radios and stuff there. So anyway, I'm not sure how to use it, so I'll wait until Thanksgiving Day when my grandsons are here, and they can do it for me. So other than that, not doing too much. Anyway, this is KD8PAZ back to KD8MMH.
All right, very good, Minnie. Appreciate you joining us this evening. Sounds like you had a good time down in Fort Wayne. Glad everything went good for you there. Appreciate you joining us tonight. All right, that brings us down to Greg, KE8AZN, and then we'll do another standby. Greg, good evening to you, sir. Go right ahead.
Well, all righty then, KE8MMH, this is KE8AZN, and just calling in from the middle of the woods, so to speak. This is out where the blacktop ends, I might add, so it's kind of dark outside. There's no street lights. But anyway, I want everybody to have a fantastic evening, and I look forward to talking to you guys here and listening to what everybody has to say. So thank you for taking the net there tonight, and this is KE8AZN, 73 for now. Back over to you, KD8MMH.
All right, well, very good, Greg. Always a pleasure to have you on here. We're here every Monday night at 9 o'clock, so appreciate you joining us this evening. And, yeah, up in Beaverton, I would assume it can get quite dark out there on the back roads without streetlights. But, yep, appreciate it, and we'll be back around here shortly for the 73 round. This is KD8MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net on the KADAC repeater. Is there anyone else that would like to join our net? If so, please call net control now.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.